I'm Rick Ganley with New Hampshire Public Radio News. Federal prosecutors say it could take a year or more before a trial in the hepatitis C outbreak case begins. On Wednesday, a grand jury indicted 33-year-old David Kwiatkowski on 14 charges, including tampering with a consumer product. The former Exeter Hospital employee is accused of stealing syringes of a powerful pain medication, injecting himself, and then reusing the needles on patients. U.S. Attorney John Kakavas says the FBI and members of law enforcement continue to investigate the case.
This indictment by the grand jury really just signals another step in the process. It's a long way from over. We still have work to do.
An attorney for Kwiatkowski could not be reached for comment. The suspect denies the charges and claims he was unaware of his hepatitis C status. The state-owned Cannon Mountain Ski Area opens today for its 75th season. It's part of the annual reawakening of the ski business, a crucial part of the state's economy. NHPR's Chris Jensen has this report.
The snowmaking machines have been going all out at Cannon Mountain for several weeks, says marketing director Greg Keeler.
On Friday for opening day, we're planning on having three trails, that's roughly two routes down, and two lifts open as well.
He says the base is between 12 and 18 inches on those slopes, which are aimed at intermediate and advanced skiers. As with other resorts, only part of the mountain is available. Cannon will be opening three of its 73 trails.
Well, yeah, this time of year you go one or two at a time and do the best you can. The stuff we're going to have open is fairly wide, so it's a significant amount of area to cover. So it'd be three trails out of 73.
Other resorts opening Friday are Gunstock, Cranmore, and Mount Sunapee. Saturday, Pat's Peak and Ragged Mountain are scheduled to open. Resorts that are already open include Bretton Woods, Wildcat, Loon, and Waterville Valley. The ski industry plays a huge part in the state's economy. Skiers spend about $300 million a year, according to Plymouth State University. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.
Vice President Joe Biden led yesterday's tribute on Capitol Hill to late New Hampshire Senator Warren Rudman, recalling him as forthright, frugal, and fair. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid, Arizona Senator John McCain, and former Supreme Court Justice David Souter, a close friend, were among many friends and former colleagues at Thursday's memorial event. Rudman died November 19th at age 82. He co-authored a groundbreaking budget balancing law, championed ethics, and led a commission that predicted the danger of homeland terrorist attacks before the attacks in 2001. The feisty former New Hampshire Attorney General went to the Senate in 1981 with a reputation as a tough prosecutor. He was called on by Senate leaders and later by presidents of both parties. We'll have a cold day in the Granite State, but the weather will moderate later in the weekend. Meteorologist Rob Carolyn has more with the forecast.
Sunshine will be developing from north to south across the state today, but it looks to be relatively cold. Highs across the North Country today, 20 to 25, around 30 in central New Hampshire, and southern New Hampshire will be 30 to 35 this afternoon. Clouding up tonight, a few snow showers possible, especially across western parts of the state. Lows 5 to 10 above in the North Country tonight, around 15 in central New Hampshire and 15 to 20 in the southern part of the state. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a few rain or snow showers around. Rain showers are likely in southern New Hampshire tomorrow afternoon, snow showers the rest of the state. Western and northern areas could see 1 to 2 inches of snowfall tomorrow, highs 30 to 40. Lots of clouds and milder Sunday, 45 in the north, 55 in the south. For NHPR, I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn.
And this is NHPR News.